there are provisions that require institutions to report to the State Department all the names of the students who are admitted. The State Department, in turn, must report to the INS every time they issue a visa to those individuals, and then the INS must inform the institution when the student has entered the country, whereupon the institution must report to the INS within 30 days of the end of enrollment period whether those students have failed to report to the school. In other words, there's a very close tracking of the student from the time of admission to the time that they should report to the institution. This, if it is effectuated by the fall, could potentially pose problems for students to arrive on campus in a timely fashion. We don't know yet because the regulations have not yet been written up by the INS, and they are required to do that within 120 days of the passing of the law.
Some colleges are worried that because this is such a cumbersome process, it will cut down on the number of foreign students either entering or applying. I know that there are some issues with the application because a lot of it's internet-based, and some worry that some of these students don't have access.
I'm not so sure that that's a concern I would share. My concern would be whether these students are going to be able to arrive on campus in a timely manner. In other words, will they be here by the time school starts? And in the case of graduate students who have research or teaching assistantships, will they arrive on time to be able to commence their duties? That is our concern. In anticipation of all of this, the campus and this office developed workshops. We held three very successful workshops in the early portion of the spring semester, advising the departments to expedite the admissions processes. As I mentioned previously, I think we are most focused now on our ability to be in compliance with the new federal tracking program, SEVIS. It will require a huge demand of campus resources because of the breadth and scope of the reporting requirements.
Do you think we're on track to meet the deadline?
Yes, the INS has indicated that they will be ready on January 1st, 2003, and they've indicated that by January 30th of 2003, the schools must be in compliance. I am optimistic that we will be able to meet that deadline. We have been anticipating this. We've been working over the last few years to develop our own database, and I believe we are well positioned as a result of the database. The campus has supported us by making available resources to prepare for SEVIS. I just hired a full-time assistant director for information systems 2 weeks ago who is going to be solely responsible for our ability to cope with our service requirements. So I'm optimistic that we will be ready. If anything at all, I'm confident that we're ahead of the curve when I look at our peer institutions and where we are.